The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Live from WTBR Studios at 89.7 FM in Pittsfield, it's another time again for Romeo and Zook, right here exclusively on WTBR. Give us a call, 413-445-5943. I'm here in Massachusetts. Ralph's in New Jersey. So we're here for the next hour taking your phone calls. You can also text Ralph at 646-492-2436. That's 646-492-2436 for another spectacular day in the Berkshires. Let's go, everybody. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome again to another edition of Romeo and Zook right here on 89.7 FM WTBR. And we're going to say hi to my broadcast partner and dear friend, Mr. Ralph Romeo. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. You sound chipper. You sound fantastic.
Well, I'm trying. I'm a good actor.
You do.
I'm a good actor. I try, you know.
You're as very, much, very good
as
actor.
Much pain,
you're using the method.
As, yeah, right. As Stanislavski, right. I won a gold prize in the red carpet at the emergency room. So, yeah. They're so sick of me now. They go in there. They go, "Oh man, he's here again." Oh, but
it's an everyday thing.
He's gonna whine. Yeah. And the funny thing is, they really can't do much for you, right? Like I was down there, right? And they, I was, you know, it was really bad, really awful pain, a terrible pain on Sunday. And so I went down there, and like it was ridiculous. It's like again, I waited 5 hours to get in there, right? 5 hours to get into the emergency room.
Yeah.
Into the back room. And they finally come to me. You know, they. You know, they basically, first of all, they wanted me to stay because they thought my sodium levels were low. And then they didn't realize that that their lab work was messed up. So they came back in. They said, "Well, we don't need you to stay over." I'm like, "Thank God," because they really didn't want to stay
over.
They
screwed up the lab?
Yeah, they screwed up the lab, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. They did it wrong.
I went from Veruca Salt to basically back to normal. So
you ever hear the stories when they amputate the wrong leg?
No, but that's kind of interesting. I'd never heard about that.
Yeah, they don't mark the leg. The guy wrecked his right leg. They cut off the left leg. it happens.
Well, that's
telling
insane.
You, it happens.
That's insane. So yeah,
the people out listening to us right now is going to verify what I just said. That happens. There was a guy, a story, right? He got his arm caught in a machine or something. His right arm that cut off the left arm.
Yep.
And the guy was unconscious. He couldn't say no.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, what
are they going to do? Tap him on the shoulder and say,
"You'll never get back to the hospital."
What are they going to tap him on the shoulder and say, "Hey, make a choice. Make a choice." So, yeah. So then they basically threw me out of there because I told her, I got up and I was kind of wobbly. And I said to the nurse, I said, "Listen, I can't leave right now. I got to sit down." She goes, "Well, we discharged you." And she's giving me grief. She's yelling at me, "Robert, call me
Robert."
They
probably talk behind your back all the time.
Oh, yeah. And then they say to me, "Oh, if you're still in pain, you want to re-register." And I'm like, "Yeah, like I would wait another 2 hours there."
When you walk in, they probably say, "Oh, here he is again."
Yep, here he is again. You know, but the thing
here's
is,
the hypochondriac.
Right, I'm not a hypochondriac. I'm just right now.
I know you're not, but they think so.
Right, they think so.
The medical profession, very fickle.
Yes, they are. And you know, the thing is,
I want to punch some of these doctors right in the snoot.
Yeah, I mean, they're supposed to have a good reputation for stuff, but really, I mean, they made me feel terrible. It's like, aren't you supposed to treat me here?
You know, they got this doctor, Robbie, in New York City, Columbia Presbyterian, that prestigious hospital. He was molesting women for about 30 years.
Oh, my God.
They just got him just about 2 months ago. And he's going to go to prison for about 50 years.
Thank God. Put him away.
And his name escapes me, but I don't know his name. But this is right in the biggest hospital, one of the biggest hospitals, most prestigious in the country.
Wow. That's impressive.
I guess perverts are everywhere.
I guess so, yeah. 413-445-5943 right here at WTBR if you want to give us a call, talk about anything. And Ralph can be reached at Weech. I sound like what's your call?
Weech. Hello. Weech me.
I sound like Barbara Walters. Hello. Remember, I'm thinking of
Barbara Walters. I was sad when she died.
Oh yeah, she was a nice lady. 646-492-2436. So
she slept around, you know.
Barbara Walters did.
Oh, are you kidding? Read her memoir.
I did not know that.
She slept with anything that moved, actually.
Wow. How do you know all those facts about people sleeping with each other?
Because I like sleep with salacious her? Stuff. Salacious that. Stuff makes wow. the world go round.
I guess so. So we had...
She did. Yeah. She slept with everybody from Bob Dylan to... she actually tried to make... Remember the poet? Who was the poet? Oh, she actually tried to make Allen Ginsberg turn straight.
Wow. I didn't know Allen Ginsberg was gay. I had no idea.
Allen Ginsberg actually was born in Patterson.
No kidding.
Yeah, he lived in Prospect Park, New Jersey for a good chunk of time.
I remember those Dylan videos with him in the, like Subterranean Homesick Blues when it's Allen Ginsberg.
Oh, yeah, that's in 1975-6.
What?
That's after the Desire album by Dylan.
No, I'm talking about Subterranean Homesick Blues. That's like 1965,
oh, I'm sorry.
66,
yes.
Yeah, so. Like right out of, what you call it, right out of the P.A. D.A. Pennebaker. Right? Am I correct? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very good. You know, you have a wealth of knowledge.
I try. I've seen
a lot. You really do. You know, the young people don't know anything. We know everything.
Exactly. So.
These young whippersnappers, what can you do with them?
Exactly.
So anyway, but your birthday is going to be Thursday.
That's right. If I make it.
You're going to be 59.
Right. Crazy. Let's hope I make it to 59. I mean, Jesus.
Next year is the milestone.
The millstone. There you go. It's a millstone. Yeah, right. 60.
Here, a milestone. The millstone around your neck is next year, 60.
Exactly.
When I turned 60, boy, that was a big deal. I said to myself, my goodness, you are old.
Yep.
I'm approaching 64 now.
I can't believe. Yeah, but you look great, though. You really do.
Day over 63.
I've lost so much weight now. I have to go for pants today. I was going to go for pants with my mother.
How much do you weigh as of right now?
153.
And you were?
Well, before I got diverticulitis, it was 180 something.
Oh my goodness, that's a lot of weight.
Better believe it.
How's your muscle size? How are you feeling? How are your arms? Have they shrunk?
Yeah, I mean, my whole body shrunk. I look kind of ridiculous. I look like some.
You're atrophying.
Yeah, you know, I'm just. I mean, I'm still solid, but I lost a ton of weight. Yeah. So.
How's your coloring in your face?
My coloring, it's okay.
You know, do you look pale?
Sometimes.
Like David Bowie?
Well, not that pale.
Like who's the palest guy we know? I don't know. I can't think of a pale guy, pale face. I have no idea. But you know, the medical profession needs to be revitalized, rejuvenated, redone.
I agree. I totally agree with you. So
I had just mentioned the fact that if you go in there needing something, it's not until they decide that you need it do they give it to you.
Right.
Just because you go in there and say, you know, I suggest that I'm having this kind of a problem, I need that, they don't even listen to you. They do what they want to do all the time. And I know they're supposed to be the experts, but still in all, you know your own body, don't you?
Yeah, I know my body too well. That's the problem.
Cynthia's very in tune to her body. Me, I just throw it around willy-nilly.
So anyway, so there was a lot of free agent movement I was talking about. I was looking at the free agent acquisitions from the Giants, and my God, they signed offensive lineman John Runyon. They signed running back Devin Singletary, Jamie Elmunor, Drew Locke, the quarterback, Jalen Mills, and wide receiver Isaiah McKenzie, tight end Jack Stoll, offensive line guard Aaron Stinney, offensive guard Austin Shotman.
Yeah, they've been doing some wheeling and dealing.
Chris Mantez, yeah, those are two tight ends. So wow, and then the Patriots signed a wide receiver, and Jets signed two old 33-year-old linemen. So yeah, so a lot of free agency going on there.
And
so.
The big question with the Jets: the coaching staff and quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we'll see. At least Aaron Rodgers got a couple of veteran bookends, you know. So. But anyways.
But Aaron Rodgers is going to run for vice president with RFK.
Think so?
No. But he didn't say no. When the guy asked him to be a running mate candidate, he said yes. He left the door open.
Okay.
He thinks he can play in the NFL and run for vice president. This is ridiculous,
he probably
really.
Could. Well, when he was living in Green Bay, he probably could. So.
Talk about a guy who overestimates himself. Give me a break. I heard him talk on Joe Rogan's program. You know, he's not a dummy, but he's not the brightest bulb in the package.
Well, you know, if you're tripping on that much acid, it's going to like affect your brain.
He takes some weird drugs, man.
Exactly. So
I took an aspirin once and tripped out.
So I know you were discussing some things with this whole transgender athletic thing.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting.
Well, Caitlyn Jenner, formerly Bruce Jenner, spoke out about the issue.
Right. And what did she have to say?
She had a beautiful dress on. It was gorgeous. Pantyhose was the whole thing. It was beautiful. Lovely. Beautiful, beautiful. That guy used to throw the javelin 100 yards. Now he wears a dress. But anyway.
That's right. He used to eat Wheaties. Now he eats Fruit Loops.
He's on the Wheaties box as a virile man. Now he's Mrs. Doubtfire. But anyway. Listen, he was talking about how it's such a shortchanging the females, and actually it's a violation of the female when she's in her locker room, the sanctuary of the locker room, and they bring a man in there who's claiming to be a woman. You know, he took a few hormones. Now he thinks he's a woman, and he qualifies as a woman in some people's eyes. They automatically put him in the locker room with all these young girls, and these young girls are supposed to accept him. And he's saying how wrong that is.
Well, yeah, I totally agree.
Are you
that.
There?
Yes, I'm there. I'm here.
Barely. You know, now, in fact, what was that swimmer's name that won all the tournaments after just being mediocre as a man? Leah Thomas.
Leah Thomas, right.
She went into a pool. She went into the pool with the women and destroyed them. But as a man, he was an also-ran. He did a mediocre job as a man. He went into the women's pool and he left the women in the dust. What does that tell you? I can go back to Bobby Riggs and Billie Jean King in 1973. Billie Jean King was the only woman to ever beat a man on a tennis court because Bobby Riggs was 55 years old and Billie Jean King was 26.
I watched that.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I watched that. I was a young person.
Do you believe that was 50 years ago?
I mean, it's crazy. I know. Could you believe that? I was a little boy.
It's incredible. You were 9, 8, right?
Yeah. I was 8. And I remember, he was an old man already. Her brother pitched for the Giants.
Randy, right.
Yeah, Randy.
What was his name? Moffitt?
Randy Moffitt, yeah.
That's right. No. Tell me, what's your take on transgenderism in sports?
I think that men should have competition and women should have competition, but I don't think there should be women that once were men, you know, competing in women's sports and men that once were women. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I can't figure it out really, but I don't know. I mean, I think the latter of what you said when you were talking about the fact that some of these men become women and they compete with other women, you know, in sports.
This guy brought his penis right into the pool with the other women. It was a joke.
Oh, that doesn't work for me.
I mean, think about that, right?
Yep.
Shrinkage, like George Costanza, shrinkage. It doesn't matter how much it shrinks. It's there, right? It's
right,
there.
Right, exactly, right. George Costanza.
As opposed to what they have, you have something different. You have testosterone that they don't have.
Right.
You have growth hormone that the women don't have. You have a distinct advantage no matter what you do, especially if it's a strength sport.
I gotcha. 413-445-5943. Give a text to
Lenny in the Bronx. Says hi.
Hey Lenny, how you doing?
Juan in the Bronx. I have the Bronx all over my phone right now.
Bear with me today.
Juan in the Bronx. Hopes you feel better. Juan said.
I'm trying. Believe me, I'm trying.
Dale in California agrees with us on transgenderism. Does anybody disagree about anything we say? Because we want a fight. We want a good knockdown, drag out fight.
Exactly.
You're the greatest, man. Don't ever lose confidence, because you know what an illness can do to you? It can tear down your self-confidence.
Yeah, I know. That's the biggest thing for me. You know, I'm trying to just relieve pain all the time. And, you know, pain management. I was thinking about going just to the pain doctor today, or just going like walking up to neurology and saying, here, you know, put a shot up my back and stuff. So, you know, But the back pain sucks. Rear pain sucks. It's annoying after a while. You know, you walk around.
Well, what do you think the source of this is?
Well, I think the source of it is probably me being stupid. You know, me being irresponsible sometimes. You know, with my habits. I think some of them are bad habits sometimes. You know, so.
How poor was your diet throughout your life?
It wasn't that poor, actually. In fact, my diet's not that bad right now. It's just that, you know, sometimes I have trouble with certain functionality in my body, you know, so.
Yeah, I get that.
And sometimes I strain too much, you know, it's really kind of it's bizarre. It's really bizarre, so. But
constipation is no joke, really.
No,
you
it's
have
awful.
This look on your face all the time, this constipated look on your face.
Right, exactly.
Not you particularly, but
I can walk down
a crowded street and know who's regular and who's not.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what I feel like. I feel like, you know, it's like, and the weird thing is that sometimes I'll go through a day without doing, you know, much in terms of music or anything that I'm focused on. You know, everything is like, so I focus so much on everything else that.
What do you love more than anything else? Music, sports,
women.
What do you love more than anything else?
I wish I could get some women. Music, I mean, more than anything else, singing. I mean, I'm happiest when I'm singing. I mean, that's the thing. I have an incredible range, you know, which is why I'm only doing like the gummies and nothing. I don't smoke anymore. So I started doing a little bit of the THC and the combination THC and combination CBD for pain. They work pretty well, actually. So they don't work too bad. It's not too bad. So.
Cindy used those.
Yeah, they're not too
bad. It worked well for her at times.
Yeah, I'm getting there, you know.
I'm afraid to use those. I really don't have a reason. I'm afraid to use those, though, for some reason.
There's nothing afraid. It's all natural. I mean, it's you know.
Right. It's all natural. I should try them once in a while.
Yeah, they're not too bad, you know. And I got something low. I didn't get something. I didn't want to smoke anymore. I gave up smoking after 40 years of smoking. I'd given it up, you know, after a while.
He's talking about pot, right?
Yeah, pot. Exactly, yeah, so.
Did you smoke cigarettes ever?
I did for 15 years, but I gave it up around 30 years ago. The interesting thing is so for example, there are certain places that have apartments, right? Like pot complexes where you can't smoke pot because they're federally run, they're federally owned, right? Yet you have a state that's legalized it, that's selling it, you know, that has dispensaries. So anybody can get it above the age of 18 or what was it, 21, I guess now.
It's a contradiction in terms.
It's a contradiction in terms. So a person's in their apartment or in their, can't walk outside and light a joint up. What do they have to do? Drive outside to the park and light one up?
Well,
oh,
that's
fine.
The way it is in our complex.
Yep.
I see these addicted people to smoking cigarettes.
That's
awful. They walk outside, they smoke outside, they come back here. But every once in a while, they cheat. They smoke in here. And the owner can't stand it.
The other one was interestingly enough, I was playing a gig one time in Bennington, Vermont. And, you know, you can't take your drinks outside now, but you can smoke outside. Mm-hmm. So what if it's freezing outside and you want to drink and have a smoke? So you're ducking back and forth inside and out, go out and in, out and in, out and in, between your drink and your smoke. So I went outside, had a glass of water, and I was sitting there with a glass of water, smoking a joint. And that guy said to me, oh, you can't drink outside. He was more concerned with me drinking a glass of water. I said, look, dude, it's water. And I was sitting there puffing a joint.
You had the joint in one hand, the glass in the other. He's concerned with the water.
He's more concerned with the water. I'm like, dude, it's water, okay?
what do you think about the prevalency of all the pot these days, how everybody's smoking every minute?
It's a big money making thing, which obviously people are jumping on the bandwagon a lot. I should have. My brother actually in California worked for a company for years. He sold cigarettes and cannabis to these large dispensaries. So we'd walk around with like $20,000 in cash, like he's John Travolta and, you know, and Samuel L. Jackson, you know, thinking of, you know, Quentin Tarantino did.
Yeah, Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction. Yeah, right. So that's what it's like, you know. And so he's driving around like you know, with $20,000 in cash in Pulp Fiction, pretty much. But that's what he was doing. You know,
it's the best business to be in.
So yeah. So but basically, the business itself has taken off so much and it's flourished throughout the country. Obviously, there's states now that are still illegal. You know, you drive around and, you know, you have a joint in your mouth and, you know, Sheriff Justice P. What is he? I'm thinking of, what's it called? Jackie Gleason. You Proof for Chief Justice goes around and, you know, arrests you for a joint.
Well, you
in
know,
car
when Cindy and I were in Sussex County,
yeah,
three type of businesses thrived. Gun shops, vape vape stores
right.
and liquor stores.
Of course. Oh, there's so many liquor stores.
There was
stores.
Nothing else up there besides those three.
Here in Pittsfield, like every like every single, you know, for mile is like a, there's another liquor store. Over and over and over. And you see the bars are open like during the week too. Like they open early. And you just have these people just walking along the street, going into bars and sitting there and drinking all afternoon. That's like their profession. They're professional drinkers.
So it opens at 11 o'clock in the morning?
Well, I don't know if it's 11 o'clock in the morning, but sometimes usually in the afternoon they open up. Then, of course, they have the – this is the interesting thing, too. They have something where you can't buy alcohol and beer, you know, et cetera, after 11 o'clock. So that's the rule at the supermarkets. And I'm thinking to myself, what's the difference between drinking at 10 and drinking at 11? Who cares?
11 o'clock in the evening?
Yeah.
You can't purchase anything?
You can't purchase alcohol, correct. Like Jamie and I, right?
Cindy points out there's one other thing that yeah. actually made the list of businesses to thrive in Sussex County. Diners.
Right.
They had a couple of good diners, some really bad diners.
That's a great film, by the way. You ever see that film? That's how my
Diner,
distant,
yeah, many
love,
years
love
ago.
Diner.
Yeah.
That's how my distant cousin Paul Reiser got started. He played the character.
Oh, yeah, Paul. He's your cousin?
He's my distant cousin. He's my cousin's first cousin.
Oh,
yeah.
I never knew that.
We used to say, I used to call my friends and say, hey, the guy, what guy, what guy, this guy. I have no idea, you know. Like,
did you know him well?
I've never met him before. My brother met him in California, and he said, oh, am I related to you? You know. But, yeah, my cousin Jerry.
Paul Reiser,
looks just
he was
like
pretty
him.
Funny.
Yeah, he's all right, you know. I didn't think
he was. You know, he's not exactly my kind of humor, but it was okay.
It's all right.
Remember the show he did with Helen Hunt?
Yes, Mad About You.
That was a big show.
It was, absolutely, yeah. I mean, you know, I never got a chance to speak to him. My cousin Jerry lives in New Hampshire. I would call him up and say, hey, how can I talk to Paul Reiser? Because I said I need an agent, you know, we're talking about my voice work and everything. But my cousin, I would call him up, right, and I'd start doing my Paul Reiser impersonation, you know, like, this guy, that guy, what I don't know, what do you think about the guy? And, you know, and he goes, you know, everybody goes out. He goes, you know, people, you know, everybody goes out and for coffee, get together for coffee. Like, no, nobody ever gets together for lamb chops, you know. Hey, let's get together for some lamb chops, you know. So he always kind of cracks up whenever I give him a call. So
I like maybe lamb chops.
I love lamb chops with green mint jelly. Oh, my God.
Lamb chops are very, very good to eat once in a while.
Love them. Expensive, but
you can't eat them too often. It would get to you.
But yeah, you start going, ah, ah, ah. Yeah.
They used to call it mutton.
Yeah, mutton. Remember, I'm thinking of Jerry Seinfeld. Remember the mutton episode? He keeps putting, sticks in his pocket.
He's storing it in his pocket.
He's
the
storing
dog.
Mutton in his pocket. So anyway,
when you watch an episode years later and you see how good that show was, you realize why it lasted for all these years and
yeah,
people watch.
Yeah, very clever, Larry David. Very, you know, he and Seinfeld are extremely clever.
Because some of those shows don't age very well.
No, that's
not Seinfeld. Some other sitcoms.
Hey, look, the Flintstones. I still watch the Flintstones. The Flintstones are awesome, and they still, you know, to this day. Hey, look,
the Flintstones. You know, Alan Reed went to prison for many years. The voice of Fred Flintstone.
I had no idea.
Well, let me tell you about the Flintstones. Yeah. They took the lead from the Honeymooners.
Of course,
you know that.
Of course, absolutely. In fact,
Ralph Cramden.
The people who created the Honeymooners were a little upset, and then they found out what a great show the Flintstones was, and they said, "Wow, you know, let's keep these guys in the air." What I would have liked to have seen is kind of like the, you know, the Jetsons met the Flintstones. But what if the Cramdens met the Flintstones? That would be kind of interesting. Right, Ralph, Fred, Ralph. You know,
I love the mother-in-law episode of the Honeymooners.
Oh, yeah, it's classic. She's a blabbermouth.
See, he's got a time clock. He's got an alarm clock on the table.
Right, right.
And he's gonna give her 2 minutes to go through everything. And as soon as the alarm clock rings, he's gonna go off on her.
Crazy.
So you she was great. The woman, I wouldn't know the actress, but the woman that played the mother of Alice was fantastic. Oh, was she good?
Yeah, that was a fun show. I mean, it really was. Especially, you know, it was so ahead of its time. You know, Gleason was so ahead of its time.
Filmed in 1956.
Crazy, right? And Joyce Randolph just passed away.
39 episodes for the most part. That's what you see.
We just lost Joyce Randolph, right? Correct?
Yeah, Joyce made it to 99.
Everybody makes it to 99. You know?
They never make 100.
Yeah. My friend Sue has
his
grandfather made it to 90. He made it to 98.
You know, my grandmother died 1 month short of 100?
Yeah, you were telling me. I know. I told you one of my friends' grandmother's 104. You know, she doesn't look a day over 103.
Unreal.
So.
That's unreal. George Burns, 99. Bob Hope, 99. My grandmother, 99. Never 100. Just rarely. Olivia de Havilland, 104.
That's amazing. Did you ever see Samson and Delilah?
Yes, fantastic.
She was
film.
Beautiful. And, oh, my God, she was
epic.
Gorgeous.
Beautifully shot.
Victor Mature.
Think about the way they used to shoot those films so beautifully.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the cinematography.
With so little technology and so beautifully.
I know. I was remembering, you know, Passover's coming up and Easter and stuff. So obviously, I always watch the Ten Commandments, you know. So if I remember, I'm thinking of Gene Wilder, may he rest in peace. I killed more, right? Because he killed more people than Cecil B. DeMille. You know?
That's hilarious. The Ten Commandments were epic film.
Absolutely.
Maybe I've seen it about 6-7 times.
Oh, yeah. I've been working on Charlton Heston a little bit.
A good imitation.
Yeah, Charlton Heston.
The problem is most people don't even know who he is anymore.
Think of Planet of the
Apes.
You
know what I mean? If Charlton Heston were alive right now, he'd probably be about 95 or 99
probably,
or something.
Yeah. Ralph,
and
I don't know what to do
he
anymore.
Is anymore. Well, he had a case. He had a case of Alzheimer's.
He played a Jew in every movie. It's amazing. Well, not every movie, but he was a Jewish in Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, he played a lot of Jews.
He played a lot of Jews. Yeah,
I played a few
Judah
Jews
Ben-Hur.
In my day,
yeah,
too.
Right. Well, you played
the Jews and the Italians are interchangeable.
I told you exactly. So,
I eat a kosher meal. I feel right at home. Yeah,
I know. Me too. I tell you. By the way, for those who've not discovered this. And you can do this locally because Stop and Shop on Dan Fox Drive locally. They're the only place that sells kosher product, okay? So, of course.
What place is that?
Stop and Shop.
Oh, Stop and Shop, that's the only place you can get kosher?
Yes, that's the only place you can get kosher.
Sounds anti-Semitic to me.
What are they trying to do? Well, kosher food is expensive. Kosher food is
you gotta
like,
have that stuff available for
right,
people.
Exactly. So, you know, it's prepared and a certain way.
I went into
blessed.
A temple.
Yep.
I went into a synagogue.
Blood is
one
drained.
Time.
Yep.
They found me out immediately. They said, "You're not Jewish." I walked in there. My wife's going to want lamb chops tonight because she's just walking through the door.
There you go.
And
hi,
she's like,
Sandy.
I mentioned lamb. This is how suggestive she is, right? She's like, you know, Freud was right about suggesting things. I mentioned lamb a couple of times. Now we're going to go to the store later on. I guarantee it. Unless we're going to go kill a lamb in a pasture somewhere. We're going to go to the store and buy lamb chops because I mentioned it.
Right. Lamb chops. There you go. Yeah, I'm thinking of Sherry Lewis. Right. You got Hey, what does Robert Klein say?
Hey,
your sock is a – no, your puppet's a sock with buttons.
I didn't know you'd go back that far.
Yeah, in fact, actually,
that was many, many years
I never saw the Sherry Lewis show, but my father's friend, Les Friedman, was a magician on the Sherry Lewis story. He was called the Great
Really?
Man. Yes, he was called the Great Manfred. And then he became a dentist. So, right? From magician to dentist.
What else? Good transition.
Great transition, right? So, 10:30 right here.
We were talking about Wonderama. Remember Wonderama?
Of course. We talked about Wonderama
last
week.
You know, I brought back so many memories.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I had mentioned briefly, there was a guy before Bob McAllister. If anybody doesn't know what we're talking about, you can text me 646-492-2436. I'll fill you in. But there was a guy, Sonny Fox. Do you remember the name?
I do, but I never saw it. I watched Wonderama religiously as a kid, but Sonny Fox was before my time. It was Bob
McAllister.
He was
interviewed later, many years
yeah.
later, before he died, and they were talking about children. He despised children. He couldn't stand. He said, "My years on Wonderama were so bad, I couldn't stand these little brats." So how did they ever hire a guy? Because Bob McAllister, you felt that he enjoyed children, but not in that way, in a good way. But Sonny Fox hated kids. And in an interview, he said so. It was funny. That's
yeah,
the
I
guy
told
who
you.
Was doing Wonderama when I appeared on Wonderama
right.
at 5 years
oh, that's
old,
amazing,
1965.
Yeah. Remember, they used to give a bagels from Lenders. That was the big thing. They go tons of.
I do remember that.
Yes, that was like participating advertisers. You know, like that was like the kind of the Jeopardy home game for children. You know what I'm saying? So
I think Lenders Bagels goes back about 120 years.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, probably. They weren't even that good. I mean, they're okay. I mean, they're not. You know, they're not bad. They're not great.
Well, they're pre-made. They're in
right,
the
they're
freezer.
They're in the freezer. Yeah, but they're convenient. You stake them out. You put them in a toaster. So.
The best bagel shop in Manhattan,
what?
Probably be what the oh man now it just escaped me. B in something B. Oh no. Do you know bagels? You know Manhattan bagels?
I do.
I mean, what's your favorite bagel shop? Do you have one?
Oh, you're talking about Manhattan?
Yeah,
New York City. Was it Zabar's was pretty good? Not Zabar's.
Zabar's fantastic.
Yeah, Zabar's is pretty cool, yeah.
They always said the water in Manhattan was the best. That's why the bagels were so good.
Send the water down to Florida. When they were making bagels in Florida, they got water from New York and send it down. Because you have to boil a bagel.
That's right.
Like, we had a store up here in Pittsfield, right? Where bagels weren't boiled and stuff, you know?
All the New Yorkers are down in Florida.
Stores owned by a Jewish woman who baked bagels. It tastes like a piece of bread with a hole in it, for crying out loud.
Why do all the Jews from New York go down to Florida, and all the Italians too?
I don't know. It's because it's warm down there. It's like, you know, everything, like the beach. It's because it's the only other place with more Jews than you got New York and Florida. Like,
there's no doubt about it.
The most Jews and Italians, you know.
By the way, do you know that your namesake in New York, Cindy just told me, Zucker Bagels, one of the prime shops in New York.
There you go. Fantastic.
Do you have a stake in that one?
No, I don't, but sign me up Sign me up. I need cash, so sign me up. So,
how common is the name Zucker? It's pretty common,
It's pretty common, yeah. So,
I've heard that many times.
I thought guy from Charlottesville was Zuckerman's famous pig. I thought, wow, he's a Jewish farmer who raises pigs.
Was it ever shortened, your name?
No, I don't think so. Could have been Zuckerman. I don't know. Who the hell knows? I mean, I don't know much about my grandfather, who I never knew. I don't know much about his lineage. Thank you.
Have you ever thought of checking your roots, finding out about your roots?
What am I, Alex Haley, for crying out loud? Yes, I have.
You want to go back to roots, Kunta Kinte?
Yes, Kunta Goldstein. He was back in way back in 1800. I don't know. No, I do have pictures though of my family from before the before the Bolshevik Revolution. But this was my grandfather's family. So they would be in like Poland. You know, my grandmother Sadie, she was from Kiev. So, but
how religious were you growing up?
Not as religious as I am now.
So. You are now?
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that. You really stick to your faith.
Well, I go to shul usually every. I'm usually there Friday and Saturday. So lately, I haven't been feeling great. So I've missed, and I was there a couple of weeks ago, but I didn't feel well, so I left early. But I go to Knesset Israel up here. Yeah, I mean, I don't eat pork. I don't
eat
shellfish.
Catholics make you feel too darn guilty.
Of course. I mean, they
put the guilt on you for everything.
I just don't fast very much on Yom Kippur anymore, you know, the Day of Atonement, because it's tough not to eat for me, you know. So it's like,
difficult. You should actually fast until about 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
Would you ever try that, or you think it's out of the question?
I've tried that before, actually, and then
it didn't work for you.
Not too bad. You know, sometimes it's not bad, and then you know I'd have a nice salmon, you know, with some salad and stuff, like you always do. You always talk about, you know, like,
yeah. Our friend Jack is out there saying hi.
Hey, Jack, what's going on,
Jack,
brother?
Jack on the Upper East Side. He said that a shop called Cohen's. I can't read the rest. Cohen's something on the Upper East Side is the best bagel shop in New York City.
Cohen's? Okay, cool. I'll have to look that up sometime.
With a schmear. He said something with a schmear.
There you go, something with a schmear. Exactly, that's what you want, a little bit of a schmear there.
I used to work for a Yiddish theater, Robin.
Yeah.
And I did all the Yiddish plays, and I was the token Gentile. It was fantastic.
You fit right in.
I felt like I was very unique.
Yeah, absolutely. 10:35 right here.
I'm circumcised, though. I fit it.
There you go. Right, yeah.
The moil came to my house.
Right, 7 days after. That's what, you know, the bris. That's what the bris is, you know. So, anyway.
Happy bris.
Yeah, good bris. So, anyway, 10:35 right here, WTBR. Romeo and Zook. We're here every Tuesday on WTBR 89.7 FM in Pittsfield. And you can give us a call, 413-445-5943. Or you can text Ralph, 646-492-2436. We can take a little bit of a break. And then we'll be back, and then we'll talk about whatever's on Ralphie's mind. So, all right. We'll see you in a couple there. All right.
You guys rock.
WTBR.
I smoke because it's a habit. It's very hard to quit. I've tried.
My wife smokes. It's not allowed in the home. It's not allowed around my children. I just know it isn't good.
My husband hates that I smoke, and I smoke outside.
It irritates her a little bit, but I think she sees and understands what I'm trying to get across to her, that it's not only bad to her, but it's bad to my three beautiful daughters and my two sons.
My dad gets upset with my mom because she smokes and he doesn't. And whenever my mom goes and smokes, she has to go smoke outside.
I don't think my mom should smoke because it's really bad for you and it could hurt you really bad.
I do think there is a correlation between parents and kids. The parent smokes, the kids think it's okay for them to smoke.
Sometimes all you need is a small reason to quit.
Yeah, I love my mom very much, but I still wish she'd stop smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Hey, this is Mike Pezzo. Remember those tunes your parents told you to turn down? Better yet, remember those tunes your grandparents told your parents to turn down? Well, on Mike's Amazing Music and Oldies show, you'll hear sometimes oldies, sometimes blues, sometimes local performers, and a lot of rock on Berkshire County's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, Thursdays at noon. Tune in and be entertained and educated.
Hello, Phil Tierney here, the host of Berkshire Jazz, where I play all the young tigers and old lions of jazz every Saturday evening from 8 to 10 on WTBR 89.7, Pittsfield Community Radio. Join me Saturday at 8. And if you know someone who likes and enjoys this great American classical music, tell them about us. Spread the word. Jazz is alive and well on WTBR 89.7. Thanks for listening.
Hey friends, if you're looking for some party music, tune in to Polka Express with me, Bill Gustavus, every Wednesday night from 6 to 8, and Sunday mornings from 8 to 10, right here on 89.7 WTBR, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
WTBR-FM is listener-supported radio. That means we depend on your donations to keep the station on the air. All the local content and the music you love requires your support. You can make your donation today at WTBRFM.com by calling 445-4234 or stopping by our studio at 4 Federico Drive in Pittsfield. You'd be glad you did. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is Community. And from Tim's Lawn Care, it's almost time for spring cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care can also take care of your landscaping, lawn care, mulching, and more. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281-4222 and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com.
Hola, hola. I'm Daisy.
Yo soy Marta.
Whether you want to learn a little Spanish or get a glimpse of our wonderful Latin roots, join us as we celebrate Latin culture with music from genres ranging from salsa to bachata. Gain insight on local news, community information, and very special guests. Only on Mundo Latino. Welcoming listeners of all nations on WTBR 89.7 FM.
Support for Mundo Latino comes from Community Health Programs.
Did you know that just 30 minutes a day of physical activity can improve your health and decrease your risk of heart disease? Walking is an easy way to start. For every hour of regular vigorous exercise, you can gain 2 hours of life expectancy. So start walking for yourself. Start walking with your family. Start walking with your friends. Start walking in your community. Start walking. Start something. Join the movement today. For more information on the American Heart Association START program, visit heart.org/start.
Yep. Garbage Pail Kids.
We got something for just about everybody.
Hipster.
WTBR.
Welcome back to the second half of Romeo and Juliet right here on WTBR 89.7 FM. Right here in downtown Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Give us a call, 413-445-5943. You can reach Ralph at 646-492 by text 243646. 402-492-2436. Welcome back. Had a few breaks there, so I was going to tell everybody that some great programming coming up here at WTBR today. We have Beatles Forever at 4 o'clock, and I also have the finest in classic rock, everything from the 60s, 50s, to the at least the 60s to like present day, so right here at WTBR. Anyway, Ralphie boy, so give me a little bit of insights to some of your shows that you've been doing lately.
Well, the transgender subject was on my program last night. We talked about that. It was very, very funny, very nice. The cops in New York City, they can't do their job because when they arrest somebody, the migrants are back out in the street in no time. And we're overrun by these people that are from elsewhere that we have no idea where they are, where they're from, I should say, and who they are. And, you know, they have no papers, they have nothing. And I'm all about the American dream, but not the way we're going about that. We talked about that, you know, all kinds of things. And then also we talked about those who are with us and those who have departed too soon, all the greats in the past. You know who came up in conversation? Helen Reddy.
Did she pass away?
Yeah, she did.
Okay. Recently? I don't even remember, so.
Yeah, I think so. I think in 2020.
Okay, yeah, that was a big, I Am Woman. That was a big
I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar.
Yeah, that was big for her. That was really big.
And, you know, I started to play that and think of that because of the transgender thing, right?
Right.
So I played I Am Woman, and everybody started chiming in about Helen Reddy, her greatness.
Why do you think this whole transgender thing has gotten you know, much bigger over, you know, in modern time as
well. Well, they're a small group of very vocal people.
Right, but it seems like
I
have a friend of mine who's.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I have a friend of mine, an acquaintance of mine, who is transgender. And he's a wonderful guy, really nice guy, you know. But I'm just wondering how. And he explained to me some things about that. But what I'm thinking is, like, why is it so prominent today and not years ago?
Well, I think that now somebody could actually do something about it more so than in the past.
Right, right.
I think people felt trapped in their own bodies, their own, or the wrong gender many years ago. But what can you do? You were stuck.
Right, exactly.
You know, there are very few. I remember the tennis player speaking of tennis.
Oh yeah, Dr.
I knew her name.
Dr.
Now Renee, it won't come.
Dr. Renee Richards.
Renee Richards.
Yep. And I remember
now that was a case that
you
heard,
a phone
but
call.
That
Can
was
you believe
a
it?
Freak.
We have a phone call. Hang on a second.
Okay.
All right. Good morning. You're on WTBR. Hello.
Hey, am I? Yeah, I want to talk about this transgender nonsense.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Dude, why is everyone talking about this? No, it's like, let people just be. Everyone wants to have a label. Why can't we? What's wrong with just being a person? You know what I mean? We're blessed to be here. What do you think about that?
Man, you know, it's everything's so political right now. Ralph, he was asking you, repeat what you were saying.
Talking to me?
Yeah, just repeat what you were saying.
Yeah, everyone wants these labels. It's like, you know, yeah. I have a young son, and it's like these kids are so confused at school because everyone thinks they're this, they're that. When we were a kid, you know what the point is? When we were kids?
Right.
We were kids.
Right, we were just kids.
We didn't have to worry about all this.
We were just kids. What's your name, by the way?
Fort Worth, Jack.
Where are you calling from?
Right in Pittsfield, right on North Street here.
Oh, okay.
Look at all the crime.
Right. Well, you know, you have a good point. You definitely have a good point. There's so many categories now. I think we have such political correctness now all the time too, and I think that is one thing that establishes stuff. Ralph, he was asking about why he said when we were kids, we were just kids, and everybody has to be categorized and labeled. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The fact is they're far too young to make a crucial decision like that.
Right.
You know, a 10-year-old can't decide on his gender at 10 years old. Say a 10-year-old boy decides he wants to be a girl. He's much too young to even make that decision.
Right, exactly. He said it was a 10-year-old. He basically, they can't make this decision of gender when he's that young. You know, that's what he's talking about. Right, exactly.
But, you know, they got these people so confused. Everyone, you look down nursery, it's a perfect example. Everyone's so confused. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
it's
yeah, absolutely.
It's a confused country we're living in. You know what I mean?
I know. North Street, I walk along North Street, like half the people, I don't know what's going on with them, you know. And there's a lot of homeless people, too. I see that. No wonder if they're homeless or not, if they're just into drugs now, you know, and alcohol, and they need, you know, money to feed their habits, you know what I'm saying? So, but I agree with you. I mean, there's a lot of, there's so much, you know, craziness on North Street. I agree with that. When I walk down the street, you know, you never know who you're going to run into. And a lot of times I run into people who are just completely desperate and so forth. So.
Exactly. Here's the thing. Everyone's talking about this, that, the other. There's so many labels. There's bigger issues in the world. You know what I'm saying? Why are we talking about everyone wants a title? You know what I mean?
He said, Ralph, he was saying everybody has a title. Everybody has a title, you know, like years ago it was just people. So no,
everybody wants to be heard. But Robbie, don't you think there are far too many that want to switch these days because it's trending?
I totally agree with you. Yeah, I think it's just becoming, you know, insane. But it's like, it's such a sensitive subject. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, I don't want to tear away from somebody's true feelings.
There's some beautiful people that are genuinely trapped in the wrong.
Why is it so sensitive? You know what I'm saying?
He's saying, why is it so sensitive?
Yeah, I can hear him.
Why is it so sensitive? I'm serious. It's just really unbelievable. Everyone's so sensitive. Everyone's like, oh, my feelings are this or that.
Hang on one second, Ralph.
What were you saying?
I'm sorry. The trouble is, Robbie, that we want to be sensitive. We want to fulfill people's needs, but when it becomes, you know, when they push it on people that are so-called normal, I hate to use that word. It's the best word
I
can find right now.
It
becomes an intrusion.
Yeah, it's just it's overkill for everything right now. It's like everybody's so sensitive. I understand that. I understand, like, I think today, like, especially with social media now, the way social media has basically just overkilled, you know, sensitivity. Don't you agree with that?
Yeah, they have storytelling hour, where the transgender person will come in to tell a story to your 8-year-old.
Right.
And he'll come in dressed like a woman, the whole works. And, you know, I don't want my 8-year-old exposed to that yet. I'll decide as a parent when I want him exposed.
I think the problem for me is that it's mental overkill for young people. It's like, why can't, you know, kids should just be kids, and they shouldn't have to be thinking about so many things other than just being a kid getting through school.
I was trying to decide whether I want to Hostess cupcakes or Twinkies at
right,
that
exactly,
age.
Right, exactly. Or, you know, I used to like, yeah, I love Twinkies or cupcakes or what was the other one?
Devil dogs,
yeah, or Swiss rolls. Those were the big ones with the big cream in the middle. Yeah.
But you know what I mean? We had simple decisions to make, not about this huge decision.
Well, life was simple. And plus now, you know, the other thing too that drives me crazy too when it comes to this like modern day technology is automation. There are very few places that I call, okay, even the hospital, that have automated systems. And when you ask for a specific department or doctor, they always get it wrong. So you have to speak to somebody live. You know, it's really bizarre. But the thing about automation is that, you know, they break it down. Like I do this shtick, you know, about cars, you know, it's like you've reached, whatever. So you've reached small cars, you know, and you dial small cars, you know, it's like, and they like, you know, and then you get to like, you reach small cars. For red small cars, press 1. For blue small cars, press 2. For green small cars, press 3. You have reached green small cars. For green small cars with, with 2 doors.
Yeah, with a side view mirror.
Yeah, it's a side view mirror, press 1.
It's just ridiculous. Yeah. You need a person sometimes to take care of business.
It's absolutely. I mean, you call some of the places, like I place the nursing homes, and you have to go through this like labyrinth of, here we got another
prompt
caller.
Prompt after prompt.
Hi, you're on WTBR with Romeo and Zook. Good morning.
Brother, I lost you. I love what you were saying about the automation. You go to the grocery store.
Right.
And these guys, the funny thing? They're putting themselves out of business, the guys or people who work there, because it's all going to be automated.
Right. You're losing jobs. Like Everything's robotic.
You're on the Titanic, and you don't even know it.
There's actually a robot at Stop and Shop that walks around. I swear, there's a robot. Yeah, nobody see that guy walking around, the robot? It's like, it looks like Robbie the robot, like someone out of, like, Lost in Space. It's hilarious.
This does not compute. Warning, Will Robinson.
What happened when the automate, because you're already seeing it with the grocery stores and the self-checkouts. Where is that going to leave people? You know what I mean? People can't even make change. You go to the grocery store, they can't even make change for your $20 bill when you get something.
Right. You know what's funny? I was in the Stop and Shop, I think, one time, or one of the stores, and there was a guy who was a bank, and I asked him for $10 and quarters. He wouldn't give me. He says, "Are you a member of the bank?" I'm like, "Why do we need to be a member? Just give me friggin' $10 and quarters." He was a $10 bill, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Everything has to be so complicated.
You give someone a penny, and after they type the order in, they can't make the change.
Exactly. They can't.
That goes to parenting. That goes to schools.
Yep.
And instead of focusing on labels, why don't we focus on really getting kids to be able to get, like, everyone talks about these smartphones. They're just making people stupid.
Right.
They're on the Instagram. It's insane. It makes me sick.
And what's interesting is that people, Ralph and I say people use their phones for anything but talking now.
Exactly.
So I'm glad you called.
More than once a week.
Yeah, well thank you. Tell
me more than once a week. I love it.
What's your name again?
Jack Floorworks.
Jeff.
Hey, who's your prediction? Need to change the subject, but who's your prediction for March? Who do you like for the tournament?
You know, I was looking at, I need to do my bracket. I was thinking, I don't know. I'm thinking, who was the number two team? Purdue looks like a pretty good pick, but usually they don't do as well in the tournament. But I'll have to think about it. I'll come back and think about that, but maybe Purdue. I'm not sure. So I know there's. Who do you like?
I can't even watch college sports anymore. I can't watch basketball.
I can't watch the NBA either. Don't get me started on the NBA because I can't stand watching the NBA.
The NBA is worse.
Don't get me started on the NBA because the NBA. I used to love basketball. I used to love the Knicks. I used to love it.
In the 80s.
And now it's just garbage. I mean, it's like, it's nothing but one-on-one basketball, three-point shots. I'll be 59 in 2 days, so.
Okay, I'm 50.
Okay.
I grew up watching the Celtics play.
That's right. Well, I remember those teams well, so. He's talking about the Celtics. Yep.
In college basketball, you'd watch them. These guys would stay for 4 years. You could watch Alonzo Mourning play for 4 years.
Right.
Patrick Ewing.
Yep.
These guys would stick around and play.
It's all money, brother. It's all money. It's all about money now.
Makes you sick.
Yeah, it is. It's ridiculous. You guys can't even pay their dues anymore. Like years ago, athletes got to the to minimum salaries, then they paid their dues, then they got the big salaries. Not anymore. Especially in football, especially drafting football and basketball now. It's insane. With baseball, it's different. You know, hockey, it's different. So hockey's my favorite sport. Yeah, so.
Well, the hockey's great in person. The thing with football is these guys, it's only a 3-year minimum deal. These guys, they're out of the league in 3 years, half these guys.
Yep. It's amazing,
that's
isn't
crazy.
It? They collect
that's
their money. They collect their money and they retire. How do you like the fact that they sit down? They sit down for games. At least in the NHL, they play. You know, if your arm's falling off, you're going to play in the NHL, right, Ralph? If you've been playing basketball, you and your wife and your kids go. You pay what, like $200 per seat. You pay $800 for your basketball game, and then your favorite player from either team, could be anybody, sits down for load management.
That's crushing.
Or Aaron Judge has a 10 game hitting streak and he sits down for the 11th game, right? You know, so
he's got a rest.
You watch the NBA. It's 3-pointer after 3-pointer.
Yep. Oh, it drives me nuts.
All-Star game,
drives me nuts.
It was you couldn't even watch the game. It was so stupid.
I know they scored 200 points in a basketball game, which was ridiculous. I know. You know what it is? Like, we had Kevin Kiernan on, right? Who used to be the New York Post, one of my all-time favorite writers. Ralph and I had him on a few months ago, and Kevin was talking about the nerds. Well, the nerds, the analytics, the nerds have changed the sports, and they have. The nerds have created a game where they say, well, you know, the three is better than the two, so we're going to launch 40 or 50 or 60 three-pointers through a game. It's made the game stagnant. It took everything away from basketball that hockey has, which is motion, movement, you know, and creativity. Yeah, I agree 100%. So,
and what happens in the playoffs? It's not the team that shoots the three because they go cold, and that's the team that plays together. That's the team that wins.
Exactly.
But Miami, who has 9 undrafted players on the team.
Amazing, right? Yeah, well, Spoelstra does a great job, and obviously Pat Riley knows what he's doing, so that's why there's great organization.
Hey, brother, thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, and call the station. Tell them you want to hear more of us. You know, absolutely, my pleasure.
You got to be on more than once a week, absolutely.
Tell them, call Sean, call Bob Heck, call the programming department, tell them. I really appreciate that. That's so kind, seriously. With all my health issues lately, thanks. I was going to say, with everything I've been dealing with, excellent call.
He has good insights.
Great
insights. You know what he brought up, Robert?
Yeah,
that
yeah.
was interesting.
Yep.
They're doing away with a self-check at a supermarket.
Right.
Because they're getting ripped off right and left.
Yep. It's crazy, right?
You know, actually, Target has done away with it in many stores.
No kidding. They have it up at our Target. They have it. But I understand.
Think about how easy it is to steal.
It is. It's big. It's so easy.
You know, you pay for one item. You don't pay for two.
Right.
You just throw it in the bag.
It's there. Yeah, you just throw it in the bag. So, wow, it's 10:56. Can you believe it? It's a good show today, too. You know, we had a lot of good stuff.
Very good show. I'm glad you came around. You started to feel a little better, right?
I'm trying. I'm really trying. Yeah, just a lot of back pain and... You know, and that's the thing. I'm just trying to get rid of this pain. So
if I was there, I'd play Dr. Romeo, diagnose you, but we're too far away.
Exactly.
And Cindy and I are going to come up this spring, this summer, and spend time.
Oh, we'd love to. That would be fantastic.
Maybe spring, summer, whatever the case is. How's the weather there today?
It's not bad. It's sunny outside. I mean, it's like probably still in the 30s. There was snow last night, so not just the dusting. You know, there was a dusting on my car and stuff. But
now, will you get outside to walk today?
I'm gonna try. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna try. So I'm gonna see.
Throw in some push-ups and pull-ups.
Yeah, I'll see how I feel right now. It's like, you know, I'm kind of like, you know, my upper back's a little bit sore. You know, so, but I'll give it a shot. Like I said, you know, I'll give it a shot. So. Anyway, bro.
Well, tonight I'll have a bang-up program on WPAT in New York at 6
there
o'clock.
Go. There you go. It's always a good show, right? Yeah, we'll definitely have to get together and definitely have to be on the air with you at PAT. At some
yeah,
point.
I want you to come on. You know, yeah. It never works out.
Yeah, I know. Well, the evening's been tough and with different things going on and stuff. But like I said, you know, like I think last week I wasn't feeling great. So that was, you know, I was trying.
Let me acknowledge some of these people that were good enough to text. I have Jim. Long Island. I have Dale in California. I mentioned him. There's a guy named Jake and a guy named Jack. There's Jack on the Upper East Side, and there's Jake in Staten Island. On Staten Island.
Nice.
I appreciate it.
I think that's
and
one.
Lenny
that's
in the Bronx.
I think that's the. I think that's the only borough I've never been to when I was in New York. I never had reading. I think I had family in Staten Island. I don't think so though, but.
You have to be connected.
Yeah, right. Really. Yeah, yeah, right. That's right. I was going to say our buddy from the
Staten Island. Yeah, to be honest with you.
Yeah, so
it's okay. I didn't have to go to Staten Island for anything.
Is there a difference between Brooklyn and Staten Island, or is it, Brooklyn's a lot more different? There's a lot of Islamics in Staten Island. There's a lot of Islamic population. I know in Queens there are. So
yeah, it kind of changed.
Amazing.
Kind of changed. I know nothing about Queens.
Really?
No, I really know nothing. Not too much.
I'm thinking of Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall. We want Queens. You know, we want to be as poor as possible.
The reason I went to Queens was to go to Shea Stadium. That's
exactly.
It.
Exactly. It's Bob Murphy for Shea Stadium with a fan day for baseball right here on WFAN New York. Hey, right? There you go.
Please take care of yourself, man.
I'm trying, buddy.
You.
Yeah, I know. I'll be okay, buddy. All right. Thanks for tuning in to Romeo and Zook. We'll be here next Tuesday, same bat time, same bat channel. Thanks to the callers, and thanks for tuning in. And stay tuned for a great program all day long here on WTBR. Get great music, great programming, and we'll see you next week, folks. Take care of yourselves. All the best.